From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about staying connected physically and emotionally when it's that time of the month.
And I want you to think about this quote attributed to Anonymous that says, "A great marriage is made of two people who continuously put their vows ahead of their feelings."
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say one of the areas where this gets tested in and month out is what happens around that time of the month. And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's show. But we want to welcome all of you that are brand new listeners to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. We love having you as part of the One family. And what you may not know is that we start each and every show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family. Someone who's gotten connected with the show or experienced breakthrough in their own marriage. And it's just a voice of encouragement from somebody in the One family. And this week's hug is sponsored by Gainswave, and you can check them out at gainswave.com/special. Now, I don't know if you knew this. I didn't know this, but more than half of all men struggle with ED or erectile dysfunction.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's a huge number
when
you really start thinking about it. And Gainswave is a revolutionary therapy that's treating ED at the source. Not only does it provide lasting results, but it's a more realistic alternative to ED medications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no more endless prescription payments or planning your next intimate moment and then having to wait for a little blue pill to kick in.
That's right, man.
We've all seen the commercials.
Right, we have.
You know, this is a safe 20-minute medical treatment with a certified Gainswave physician. This therapy breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels for better blood flow, all so you can achieve a greater sex life. So regain control of your relationship and text the word OEM to 313131 to receive $150 off your Gainswave treatment, or visit gainswave.com/special.
And all I'm going to say here is, if you are dealing with ED, male or female, because this impacts both of you, go there. Go to gainswave.com/special. Learn more. Don't wait.
Well, and it's interesting because I actually did an interview a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. We'll put a link to that in the show notes.
With Dr. Gaines, who is the brilliant mind behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, this is guys and gals. Like, mm-hmm. I'm glad Tony mentioned that. This is a tremendous therapy that's changing how couples relate to one another. It's changing your sex life. So like Tony said, it doesn't matter if you're the husband or the wife, if this is impacting your marriage, make sure to go to gainswave.com/special and check it out. So the hug that we got this week comes from a Facebook message that we recently received. And she said, "I love the show. I'm a new listener and just can't get enough of it."
Right on.
"In fact, I'm really behind on my other podcast because I'm listening to yours all the time now."
Even better. Love it.
We love that. We love knowing that we're having an impact on you, on your relationship, and that, you know, maybe you're sacrificing a few of those other shows just so you can get caught up, because we have almost 400 shows.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of catch-up time if you're a brand new listener, but don't let that intimidate you.
Nope.
Pick the ones that resonate with you and just jump in and start watching what happens in your relationship, because it's going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
And as Tony said at the start of the show, we're going to be talking about how the two of you can stay physically and emotionally connected during that time of the month. And the show was prompted because we got a couple of emails that sounded almost identical recently. And one said, "Have you guys done any podcast where you talk about maintaining the intimacy lifestyle through a woman's period?" And then another one that came in and said, "What about an intimacy challenge for that time of the month? I know our intimacy and usually our connection drops off substantially during that time of the month. Maybe a challenge laid out that gives both people a challenge to do so the wife doesn't have to think as much when she's already a little hormonal. Just a thought. Have a great day." And, you know, Tony and I have talked a lot on this show over the years about your sex life and around her cycle, right? Mm-hmm. We've shared with you guys
from the 60 Days of Sex, our very first show, we brought it up, because when we took on that 60 Days of Sex challenge, one of the areas that we had to determine was, are we having sex during that time of the month?
Absolutely.
Or are we going to forego that? And so if you haven't listened to that, that's episode one. Go listen. You'll find out.
Go listen and find out. And, you know, a lot of what we've talked about and even shared, like when we talk about Tony Weschler's book, Taking Charge of Your Fertility, and you can check that out at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/taking charge. I know Tony will put it in the show notes. Yes. We've talked a lot about the sexual intimacy that comes specifically around ovulation, right? And what sexual intimacy looks like throughout a woman's cycle. But as we started seeing these emails come in, we realized that we haven't really talked about the change in connection that happens between a husband and wife during those days or that week that she has her period.
Right, because that's typically, now correct me if I'm wrong, it's roughly 2 weeks after ovulation.
Correct.
Yeah.
Give or take, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're going to plus or minus a couple days here or there. But what we're saying is the height, this is a thing we got to think about, right? And we've talked about this before. The height of that sexual arousal, which we've talked about, where it's like game, especially in our household and in our marriage, it's game on. 2 weeks later, it's game off. Like, don't press any buttons. Don't go past go. Hang out here until I'm done.
Right. And I just want to address a little, you know, biology here. The woman's body was made to have a cycle every month. That's the way she was created.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing, right? And this is not a punishment for her, and it's not a punishment for the husbands, right? This is called biology. These are just facts. And it's not something for the two of you to be frustrated about. It's to understand that this is a natural cycle that occurs in your marriage. But it also means that we need to go back and look at that quote that I started the show with, talking about, you know, like, let's think about our vows versus our feelings. Because that really, really comes into play around a woman's period. Because during that time that she's got her period, there can be a huge strain on your emotional intimacy, how the two of you are communicating, and how the two of you connect in physical intimacy. And I'm not just strictly talking about sex, even though those couple of emails came in talking about, you know, how to maintain the intimacy lifestyle. But the truth of the matter is that hormones are no joke, right? And when they start, you know, raging in whatever way, shape, or form they take in, for some women, they go all over the place.
That they do.
You know, some women get really, really emotional. Some women get angry. Some women just get exhausted. Right. So you've got all of these things going on. And then on top of that, you know, as you're in this place around your cycle, a lot of women, myself included, like our clothes start to not fit the way that they do the other 3 weeks of the month. And we don't necessarily feel as attractive. We don't feel comfortable in our own skin, our own clothes. And so when that starts to play or to get into play, there's this mental thing that goes on like, you know, okay, I don't necessarily want to, and I don't necessarily feel like being so loving, and I don't feel like being so connected. But here's the thing, guys, our vows all had some variation of, you know, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health. You may not have said those exact words, but that sentiment, I think, is conveyed at virtually every wedding.
Yes.
Right? We said them. And we've heard from a lot of you, and we've seen a lot of vow renewals that you all have sent us that you've said them.
Right. I don't think that vow pertains to only when your spouse is sick with the flu.
Or sick with something more, you know, chronic or long-term or terminal. Like, you can just not be feeling well. And for better or for worse, in sickness and in health can definitely apply. And, you know, we've got to address this in our marriages, because the time in the month when she has her period, or when you have your period, if you're the wife listening to this, you know, it's not a time to check out of the marriage, right? It's not a time to say, well, you know, use it as an excuse. I've got my period. I've got a free pass for my behavior and my interaction with you. Ladies, I'm not giving you a free pass. And husbands, I did not just give your wife a free pass. What I'm saying is that we've got to look at this as a team, right? We've got to have a strategy around this, because, you know, we hear all kinds of things on this side of the One Extraordinary Marriage emails that come in. You know, we hear from couples that fight all throughout their period or her period. Technically, it's probably there, but she's the one going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We hear from couples who have zero or minimal contact. You know, and what's happening is that if the period is part of her and she's part of the marriage, then by default, the period is part of the marriage, and it's something the two of you have to deal with.
And Elisa talks in the way she's sharing the period and what's happening at that time of the month. And what goes on in my brain, and for those who can stick with me here, typically it's about 1 week a month. Mm-hmm. So if we look at that over the course of a year, that's 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. So if you choose in your relationship to check out and instead talk to your spouse about it, work around this, come up with some plan for this time of the month, we're talking like 3 months out of the year, you're checked out.
Right. If you don't have a plan.
If you don't have a plan,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of time.
That's called 25% of a year, guys.
So, I mean, that's sort of what starts happening in my head when we look at things like this. Because what we tend to do is we're like, oh, but it's only a week here or there. It's only a week. It's only a week. Well, yes, it is. Technically, we're going to call it a week, 7 days. And yet, when we look at it overall, man, that's a huge, that can be a huge impact on our lives and on our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And is that where you want to be? Personally, in our marriage, we don't want to be there. It's not, believe me, you come into our house, the intimacy lifestyle stops for that week. It stops. We that is the agreement we have made. It can sometimes be at the beginning, we can still have sex. But once Elisa is full on into it, nope, done.
And that's, real quick, let me be clear here. That's an individual decision that the two of you have to make as a couple.
Same with the intimacy lifestyle. You guys have to determine what works best for you guys.
Right, because not every woman is comfortable having sex when she's got her period. Some women have very, very heavy periods and just can't even fathom the idea of we're going to do what? And for some of you, you may have really, really light periods. And so you're kind of like, I don't even know why we're talking about this. Well, because there are a lot of people in that in between,
mm-hmm.
right? That need to navigate what this looks like. And the reality is that just because you've got your period and, you know, it's 3, 5, 7 days, whatever it is for you, it doesn't mean that all connection has to stop. It doesn't mean that your emotional and your physical intimacy have to like fly out the window.
Right. Again, because if you do that, every month, it's only 7 days. And yet, when we look at an entire year, that's 3 months. You're not connecting. I'll tell you, if you're in any sphere of life, in business, in your job, if you're not showing up for 25% of it, what's the likelihood you're going to have a job tomorrow?
That's such a good example.
Just follow me here on this, man, because it makes sense when we look at it like this. And so hopefully what we're doing is we're going to broaden you, like open up the mind and see it from a different perspective and just instead of just it's the time of the month, this month only.
So I want to be clear, ladies, your period, while it's happening to you physically, it impacts your husband. And husbands, your attitude towards the time that your wife has her period is impacting you and it's impacting her, right? So nobody gets out of this unscathed if we don't have a healthy strategy for what this is going to look like. And you have to discuss what's going on, guys. Our marriages don't exist in a bubble. You don't exist in a bubble in your marriage. And if we don't have strategy behind this, you know, if you think, well, this is all about me, ladies, like if you're sitting here going, but I'm the one that's got to be uncomfortable, right? I'm the one that's miserable. You are being incredibly selfish. Like, I'm just going to call it for what it is. And I can say that because I've had months like that where I'm like, dude, just like leave me alone and don't talk to me. Right.
And she'll say that. She'll say, dude.
I do. Well, yeah, I do. We use dude a lot in this family. Like, that's just total tangent, but it's just kind of how we talk to each other. And, you know, if we look at this as we have an incredible opportunity here, because if it's going to impact both of us, then guess what? We have the opportunity to create a strategy that's actually going to impact both of us and make us stronger,
mm-hmm.
right? It doesn't have to be a week of misery. It doesn't have to be like, oh, geez, here it comes. Yeah, for either one of you where you're just like, for real again? Didn't we just go through this? Yes, a month ago you went through this, right? It doesn't have to be this place where you're like, what are we going to do for a week? And will I even recognize this person 7 days from now? Right. But we want to really dig deep into how you can foster your emotional and your physical intimacy. But I just want to remind you that, you know, more than half of all men experience ED in their lifetime. So forget risky surgery, injections, or pills with side effects. GainsWave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that treats ED and enhances sexual performance by breaking up blockages and repairing blood vessels for better flow. It works, and it doesn't just restore your relationship, but your wallet too. So to receive $150 off your GainsWave treatment, text the word OEM to 313131 or visit gainswave.com/special. And, you know, as we look at her period, and, you know, we could talk about all the different impacts, you know, for all the different, the six different intimacies, but the reality is that it comes down to really impacting your emotional intimacy and your physical intimacy.
Yes.
Right. And wives, for you, you can feel like you've got like a super short fuse.
And before Elisa goes ahead, I just want to share the way we're going to split this up right now is because it's the two different intimacies. We're going to look at emotional intimacy and physical intimacy. And then between those two, we're going to break this up for both wives and husbands. So, you know, wives, listen in for your part, but also listen in for the husband part and vice versa on both of these. So just so you know, we're going to be attacking four different areas that you can address.
And so one thing with this too, is that when you're listening to the part for your spouse, this is not an opportunity for you to go back and then say, well, Tony and Lisa said you should do this. No, just focus on what you're supposed to do. Just focus on you, because when you start focusing on what they should do, yeah, it gets a little messy.
Mm-hmm. Start with you. Be the example.
So like I was saying, you know, wives, you can feel like you've got a short fuse, or you can feel that everything just makes you more emotional, and you've got to find ways. I mean, one of the most important things that you can do is find ways to release those emotions, right? And this can take a lot of different forms, but I want to share with you some ways that I do, and some ways that like my coaching clients are often, you know, we start talking about strategies, and some of these are strategies that they've come up with that I'm going to share with you so you can get the benefit of more than just Tony and Elisa, right? Some of the wives that I work with, they journal all throughout their period just to get those emotions out on paper so they're not swirling around in their head. Because ladies, when the emotions swirl in your head, you get really just like, it gets messy, right? So get it out. Just release it. You don't have to act on it, but get out and exercise. Hello? Your body is going through stuff. Move your body. Go for a walk. I mean, you guys hear Tony and I talk about the walks and talks. So one way to release those emotions and foster emotional connection, go for a walk with your husband. Say, I just need to get out for a walk. Will you come with me? Mm-hmm. And maybe the conversation doesn't go super deep, but you can be out moving, which makes your body feel good. And then you can also just have that time alone away from the house for the two of you to connect.
Great time to talk about this emotional intimacy. I would say personally, you guys need to be talking about that time of the month before that time of the month comes. It's almost like what we say. When you got to talk about sex, you don't talk about sex in your bedroom. You talk about it before you get to the bedroom.
Absolutely.
This is something that we got to be able to discuss together and understand together instead of trying to keep it secret and hidden and it's like something crazy. Mm-hmm. It, like Elisa said at the top of the show, this happens. It's a cycle. This is how our bodies, for women, are made. Not for men, but for women, are made.
Right. And, you know, for those of you that tend to get more emotional, allow yourself permission to feel. Right. Allow yourself permission to cry. I actually, my kids laugh at me. The Toyota commercial where the high school senior gets, you know, after all of the practices and high school football and all this kind of stuff, he gets offered the scholarship to college. It's like a 30-second commercial, maybe 45 seconds. It makes me cry every time I see it. And so I like know where to find that on YouTube super fast if I just need to cry. Mm-hmm. Kids think it's hysterical.
Right. If it's a song, pick out a song. It's okay. And I'm just going to share this with the passing of my father. There is a specific song that if I listen to and I know I'm in a place where I need to release some emotion, I can do that as well. Mm-hmm. And so it may be like Elisa was saying, like this Toyota commercial. It could be a song. It could be a certain part of a movie. Whatever it may be, have that. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to be there and be vulnerable and allow, because I know for myself, when I have allowed myself just to release that, my goodness, I feel so much better instead of just holding it and being all pent up. And I've just been experiencing that since the passing of my father.
And husbands, for you, give your wife the gift of grace, right? Of understanding that she's in a spot, right? It's a season. You know, so we're so quick when somebody's emotions change to be like, what the heck's going on with you? You know, is this PMS? Okay, don't do the whole PMS thing, right? Don't blame her. Right, just ask.
Explain that though. Like, let's understand PMS a little bit more than the time of the month, just right here, right now.
Right, because PMS coming out of ovulation, so middle of the cycle, as a woman's gearing up to have her period, she's also got symptoms going on there too. There could be cramps. I typically, you know, I have a few really intense cramps. And so it'd be really easy if I was told Tony, I'm like, I just need to lay down for a little bit. He could be like, oh, the PMS thing again. But again, I don't use that as my victim card. Can I be real clear here, ladies? Your PMS, your period, it's not your victim card. It's just a fact. So don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. Because when we start abusing things in our marriage, things go all haywire. Just share with your husband what you're experiencing so that when he asks you, hey, babe, what's going on? You can just explain, you know, here's how I'm feeling. Right? And one of the most powerful things that either one of you can do, but husbands, especially during the week that she's got her period or maybe has a little PMS, one of the most powerful things that you can ask is, what can I do to make your life easier today? And then whatever she says, do your best to make it happen. Right? You want to foster emotional intimacy? Ask someone a question and then do whatever they respond. Because she's going to feel like, oh my gosh, he heard me. Oh my gosh, not only did he hear me, but he's doing what I asked. I have the best husband in the world. Right? And we need to do that. You've got to find, guys, you've also got to find ways to connect with her and let her know that she's loved. Because here's the thing. She's not, a lot of times, I'm not speaking, you know, like a complete blanket statement, but a lot of times when we women don't feel good about what we look like or what we're feeling like, it's really hard for us to be like, I'm so loved right now.
And here's something I want to share as well. For those of you who've been married for a while, So I'm going to say probably more than for a few years, you may have already gone into some routines around this. So what we're sharing here right now isn't going to change in 1 month, most likely.
So true.
You know what I'm saying? So you may be listening and going, oh, well, that's fine and dandy. And you may do it this month and it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you give up. It means next month you're going to reapproach it. Approach it again. Maybe discuss it after your spouse is done with her period. Women, maybe when you're done with your period, let your husband know. Okay, now I have the brain capacity and the body physically able to deal with this and talk to you about it. Because I think for those of us who've been married, Elise and I going on 21 years here soon, I could see this being frustrating if we've been on this rut.
Sure.
For 21 years, and all of a sudden we're going to try to talk about it, and it doesn't work in the first month.
And I want to add one more thing to that. For those of you that are maybe newlyweds, newly married, and you're like, we have to talk about what? Let me encourage you.
Oh, yes.
Start talking about these things now
mm-hmm.
so that you don't find yourself in that rut 5-10 years from now where you're like, well, you know, good grief, she's got her period again. Ah, man, you know, ah, I've got my period, you know. Be proactive. Because the reality is, and I've said it a few times in the show, the period's going to be a part of your show or part of your show, a part of your marriage for as long as she's having her period. So we better have a strategy around how to do. And I will tell you, we did not.
Nope.
You know, first years of our marriage, I would like try and keep it hidden. I wouldn't say anything to Tony about it. Right.
And we weren't having sex that much. So it would go without notice, really.
But, you know, talking about the physical intimacy during a woman's period is something that we really need to address because, again, some of you, it doesn't even bother you, right? You're just like, whatever, just another time to have sex. For others, you've got to be able to have the conversation around what your sexual intimacy is going to look like. And Tony and I aren't going to be behind these mics and say, well, you need to do X, Y, and Z. We can't. It's your marriage. We want to encourage you to have the conversation to say, if sex is not on the table for the two of us, how can we be sexually intimate? What touches, you know, wives, what touches are you comfortable with, right? And again, you may have to go through the cycle a couple months because this is the first time that you've thought about it to go, oh, you know, what am I comfortable with? How are you going to ask for what you need? Ladies, if you're feeling all over the place, can I please encourage you to ask for what you need instead of waiting for him to read your mind? Because he's scared to even try and get anywhere close to reading your mind or close to you while you've got your period. Because let's face it, sometimes we're just not nice. You know, and think about it, ladies. What does sexual intimacy look like for you this week? Is it, you know, cuddling on the couch, just, you know, naked bodies? Is it, you know, taking a shower to get, what does it look like? I don't know. But I know that if you don't talk about it, it won't happen. And he's going to be frustrated and you're going to be frustrated. You know, and husbands, for you.
And I'm going to just say, for in this area, it's okay to work through this again.
Mm-hmm.
Know what's working. It may not be, you know, like Elisa said, you're going to cuddle up naked every day on the couch. It may only be once in that whole week. And that's okay. You know, guys, from a husband, it's okay. You know, cherish your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Understand where she's coming from. And then honor her this week. You know, again, some of you, it doesn't bother you one bit. I mean, you're having sex throughout your period. It's totally cool. You know, that for some, I've even heard from, it even heightens the sexual experience for them. And that's totally cool. But discuss that with your spouse as well, because that helps them understand.
Mm-hmm. You know, and husbands, ask your wives what touch she's comfortable with. Ask her, you know, how you can physically hold her, touch her, caress her. Maybe it's rubbing her head or massaging, you know, some other part of her body, right? Just because there's a few days a month that maybe the two of you aren't having sexual intimacy, that you aren't having sex, doesn't mean that you can't still have intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you've got to have the conversation around it, because your intimacy lifestyle, if it's going to shift, then there has to be a strategy. It can't just like stop. I mean, we know our stops, but that's because we've discussed it.
Yes.
Right? It's not like, well, I'm just like, oh, well, we're not having sex this week. No, it's, hey, I've got my period. And Tony knows, okay, she's got her period.
And that has been going on since we started the intimacy lifestyle. And prior to that is right, you know, we learned that really at year 11.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 years ago is how long we've been navigating this together and understanding it. And it's changed over the years and understanding each other and what that looks like.
And I want to leave you with this thought of, what would it look like in your marriage if this wasn't a week that you dreaded, but it was a week that you actually could foster your intimacy on another level? What if you approached this time of the month as a month where, you know, maybe sex isn't on the table for us, but this is the week that we focus on connection. This is the week we focus on spending time together. The time that we would spend having sex, we're actually going to spend cuddling. Or we're going to spend it talking more, right? What if, what would your marriage look like if that happened, if you made that decision this week?
Yeah. This topic's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big topic, and it's one we want to cover because it does impact our marriage so much over the course of a year. And so as you listen in and you think about this for, you know, both sides, you know, from the husband's perspective and from the wife's perspective, when you hear this and you think about this, come together in a way that honors both of you and your marriage. The thing I could say for the most part, I mean, when Elisa brought this up to me and we hear this, to me, the biggest thing, guys, and I'm going to speak to husbands specifically, your wife isn't doing this to get back at you, to make you, you know, miss sex this week or anything like that. She's not. And know that. She loves you. This is just part, like we said in the beginning of the show, it's what happens each and every month. So go at this. Look at how you can connect emotionally, mm-hmm, during this time, how you can connect physically. Those are the two areas to look at as you decide on what to do during this time of the month. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.